Do angels really exist? And if so, how do we put them to work in our life? Stay tuned as Keith Moore and I discuss God's perfect protection. Hello and welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm John Copeland. I'm the son of Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. I've been the CEO here of Kenneth Copeland Ministries now for about 12 years, but basically involved in this ministry for 41 years since my whole life has been with Mom and Dad here in the ministry. And I want to tell you, we are so honored to be here this week. I've got a very special guest, Brother Keith Moore. Keith,
John,
glad to have you here. Glad
yes, sir.
Do another week of broadcast with you. Keith comes from Missouri. I mean, not come from there, but that's where he is now. He has More Life Church. He and Keith and Phyllis have this church, and I'm telling you what, it is a wonderful church. They just got some new buildings.
Yeah.
Moved into a new building. It's got more seats. They've got more children's facilities that they're going to have there. And so if you're anywhere in that area, you should go by there and check it out, because it is a church that will teach you how to live by the Word of God. And also, he has More Life Ministries. Keith is traveling around the world all the time, preaching the gospel. Been doing it now for 20 years, I guess.
25.
Yeah, 25.
Uh-huh.
And I'm telling you what, you'll never find a ministry that has any more integrity than Keith Moore Ministries. And I can say that without any hesitation about Keith, because I've been able to observe him in his personal life and been able to observe he and Phyllis, and they live what they preach, and they do it with integrity. So without getting much more into bragging on Keith and what God's done through Keith, we've been talking last week, and we're going to be talking this week concerning mainly Psalm 91. Psalm 91 is a favorite protection scripture, yeah. Although there's lots of them in the Bible. This one here is a key chapter about protection. It pretty much covers everything. And what we've been doing is we've been breaking that down. And Keith has a 12 CD series on this called God's Perfect Protection. Now, that's available online. He's wanting to give that to you, and so it is seed. So you can go online and you can click on that and you can download the whole series for free. Because what we're talking about, we can just only get into it so much. I mean, it's the 12 hours or so of teaching that is on that download, that MP3 download, goes much more in depth on each one of these. So I highly encourage you to go out there and get that, to really get the full picture about what we're talking about. So these things that we're talking about is kind of a teaser. Now, it can change your life. One word from God can change your life. But I really recommend you go back and get those things. Now, last week, we covered about who God is, and He's a good God.
Mm-hmm.
We covered about talking about what some of our responsibilities are and what some of His responsibilities are in our
right.
covenant, and that, you know, the world has gone to a no-fault
mm-hmm.
kind of religion and society, that nothing's their fault, and if
right.
it be God's will that I get healed or not healed
mm-hmm.
or protected or not protected,
right.
then who knows what He's going to do.
Right.
It's not none of it's my fault if
mm-hmm.
I'm not protected. And so we know that's not true.
Right.
And so, you know, what else did we cover last week out of that? We covered the fact that He loves you.
Yep. That you have to believe. The Bible said in Hebrews 11:6, you must believe. That God
is. You have to
is,
make that decision. That's right.
Right.
You have to believe that.
And you must believe He's a rewarder, a good God that will respond to you and take care of you. It's not optional. You must. And like you were saying, John, this 91st Psalm, the Lord knew out of all the Psalms that this is the one that more people would be familiar with in 2007.
Mm-hmm.
And people, soldiers carry with them. And policemen and everybody that's familiar with this. And I believe the Lord in His wisdom put the essential instructions inside this 91st Psalm.
Well, it carries everything that's here today.
Exactly.
All the pestilence and the arrows that fly by night, which could be a missile or a bomb or whatever.
Right. I
mean, he's covered all the essentials that we're facing today.
Everything. But like you were saying, actually for centuries, preachers have preached and Christians have believed, well, you know, quote this or read it and recite it, but it's up to God. Mm-hmm. And so it left questions when people would see even good Christian people that weren't protected, obviously. They perished. They were destroyed. And so somebody that might not have been, in their opinion, as good of a Christian was protected, was spared. And so there's been questions, and nobody wanted to act like they're questioning God. Mm-hmm. And yet, so they just make up new doctrines and go, well, sometimes it's the will of God to take somebody, a young man at 21, 8 years of age in a car wreck. God needed another angel in the choir. God loved him so much that, you know, he couldn't wait for him to be with him. And so he took him. And I know maybe people meant well, trying to assuage a parent's grief or something like that. But it's not Bible.
Yeah.
And it's not right. And it's telling people wrong. And it's attributing the works of the enemy to our good Father God. And that's serious business.
That is serious business.
It really is. It's what, now a lot of people talk about the unpardonable sin and half the time don't know what they mean when they refer to that. But Jesus said that blasphemies against the Son of Man, against God, against men would be forgiven, but blasphemy against the Holy Ghost would not be forgiven. And what the passage is referring to is they accused Jesus of having an evil spirit. And basically they accused the works that were happening through Jesus' ministry to the devil. They attributed the works of the Holy Ghost to the devil. Now when you're ignorant and you're saying stuff that you don't know what you're saying, the Lord's merciful and gracious.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, thank God. But you know, you need to, if you think it remotely might be the Lord, you don't need to open your mouth and say, oh, I think that's of the devil. You know, that's because that is blaspheming the Holy Ghost. That is attributing the works of the devil to God. It's real simple. A three-year-old could understand it. God's a good God. He does good things. Mm-hmm. The devil's a bad devil. He does bad things. And so
it seems like that should be fairly simple to understand, doesn't it?
Well, the enemy helps people to get it mixed up because the enemy's favorite thing is for people to believe there is no devil. And that allows him the freedom to operate behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. He's very subtle. He's a deceiver. He's a tricker. But so many Christians, somebody dies, they don't understand it. Somebody's killed in a crash or a crime or something. And so they start saying, God took them, God took them. Even the language is wrong.
Yeah.
God took them. There's only a couple of people that the Bible ever mentions God took.
Mm-hmm.
Enoch walked with God. And God
he didn't
took,
take him by somebody shooting him or stabbing
no,
him.
No, it wasn't through destruction. Mm-hmm. And Moses.
God wants you to live out your days.
He
I mean,
does.
That's one of the promises that he gives you is that, you know, you follow him and that you can live out your days.
Exactly. That's what all this Psalm's leading up to. Mm-hmm. That, you know, even though you're in this perilous place. I mean, you're in the earth is a dangerous place. People try to, you know, imagine that it's not because it's not by my house, but oh, there's enough germs in the air to kill you right where you sit, in what you eat, what you drink. There's crazy people everywhere. All the cars, all the stuff. It's a dangerous place.
Mm-hmm.
And so the question is, can God protect us? Well, certainly he can. But it comes down to this, are we covered according to this, or are we exposed? And here he gives the instructions of what we're to do that gives him the right to cover us every day of our lives, and us and our family. Our little children, as long as a child is young and underage, then the parents believe for them just like they believe for themselves. They're underneath their covering. But of course, when they get to a certain age, the Lord will begin to expect them to believe him for themselves. And so it's wise for parents to wean their children off of them onto the Holy Ghost as soon as they can.
Mm-hmm.
And not wait till they're 18 and they can't do anything for them anymore. And now they're on their own, don't know how to believe God.
So some of those responsibilities we talk about in here, what he says in the scripture was we had to confess that he's our protector.
Exactly.
First of all, you need to confess him as your Lord and Savior.
Right.
Because without that, the rest of it's just academic.
Yeah.
So you confess him as your Lord and Savior.
Right.
Then you confess him as your protector.
Right.
And then you're not supposed to, you're supposed to not walk in fear.
That's right.
That was the other one that we covered last week.
Exactly.
And so when we were going to talk about from there, we can go into angels. That's one of the ways that he protects us. Isn't that part of what he does and with his responsibility?
Exactly. He said, you say the Lord's my refuge and fortress. And he said, surely he'll deliver you. And then verse 4, he'll cover you with his wing. He not only tells us he'll protect us, he tells us how he'll do it. So he has his power, we referred to it as his force field, if you will, his canopy, Isaiah said, of power. He can just put over you. And that's a comforting thought. We need to realize that.
I like that vision. Every time you say that, I get the vision of a big eagle that's just covering her chicks, you know, and protecting them to where the destroyer can't even see them.
That's right.
It hides them from the destroyer. Mm-hmm.
So our guys in the field, our men and women in the field, they're driving by and there's an explosive device goes off or something. Get that in your mind. If you see something that's going on or something's trying to put fear in you, you just stand up and say, God's my protector. God's my defense. And even if there's an explosion and debris flying, God can just do this. Just do this over you. And I was talking to a guy just a few weeks ago. And he was in an operation, and the enemy let loose a barrage of fire on him, and the bullets went all through where he was sitting and didn't hit him. You know, they hit stuff on the other side of him.
Wow.
Now, how does a bullet come from behind and hit something in front of you, right, but didn't hit you? And it wasn't just two or three of them. There were, I don't know how many bullets, just a barrage of automatic weapons, you know.
Isn't that awesome?
And amazing. And he had not a scratch, not a bullet. Well, what happened? God protected him, just covered him up in that moment. And we need to have that picture in our mind. We need to believe and have, the scripture talked about faith in the power of God. And we need to have faith. And not just in God as an ideal, but faith in his literal power that at a split second he can cover us and no harm befall us.
And it's good to remember those things that he's done for you in the past.
Yeah.
To go back in remembrance of all the times he delivered you, whether it was a financial thing or healing or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to go back and think about and voice praise to thank you, Lord, for protecting me in that time.
Right.
Because what it does is it brings your remembrance, and it keeps that in your mind that my God is a good God, and he's a faithful God to be there for me.
Right. And you want to be positive and definite about saying he will protect me. Because religion has taught people to say, well, if it be his will, we know he can, we know he's powerful, but that's not enough.
Mm-hmm.
You must believe he is, and they stop there. You must go on and must believe he's a rewarder, like the three Hebrew children that were thrown into the fiery furnace. And the king demanded, you know, if you, what God is that that'll deliver you out of my hand? And they were bold. And they said, you know, if you throw us in, he will deliver us. Not he might, not we'll see, he will deliver us. And you got to be bold because anything else is not faith.
Yeah, when you're put in that position, you've got to know. You've got to believe.
Yeah.
And now, obviously, another way that God may get you out of that is they don't even know where you went. You get out of there and
he's
they don't
done
even
that
throw you in the furnace.
Yeah.
But I think in that case, those guys had to stand up for praising God. I mean, they had.
Yeah.
They were in a place that they were convicted in their hearts. We're not going to change.
Yeah.
This is something that we have to do. And then God met them there and protected them in that situation.
And that was a sign and a wonder. And we're getting into an interesting area here. You know, does God deliver you from something or through it, out of it? And see, the king had made a bold declaration nationally that God wasn't big enough to get them out. And so God made a public demonstration nationally that he was.
Mm-hmm.
and overcame and changed the king's word. So sometimes the Lord wants to do something for a sign, but a whole lot of things happen, John. God just moves so quick. It never happens. We never knew about it. He just keeps us safe.
How many times that's daily happened in your life that you never even knew that God was protecting you or watching over you, but it just never materialized.
Right.
I think that probably happens time and time and time again. And we kind of take it for granted that it has to be some kind of miraculous sign and wonder for it to be, you know, for it to be spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
But the most spectacular thing is to never have even had an inkling that it was ever there.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that, too.
Yeah, me too.
I'm okay not knowing.
That's the most comfortable. That's wonderful.
It might make you not want to leave the house if you knew how many times that it was close.
Right.
And when God protects people, you know, you read in the Bible, you read it in the Old Testament, and there's some cases in the New Testament that God will use an angel to come in and step in and do a mighty work or lead somebody in a direction, say, follow me, and I'll deliver you to this, or like the fiery furnace. You know, there was a fourth man in there with Shadrach and them. So talk to me a little bit about angels. Do each one of us have an angel or a group of angels? I think I had like four or five of them at least. Only ever side of me, you know, when I was growing up. But tell me some about that, about angels.
Absolutely. That is one of the ways that God protects us and keeps us safe. One is his canopy of power. There are others that are talked about in this psalm, but his mighty angels protect us and keep us. He said in Psalm 91, he said, he'll cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you'll trust, verse 4. You'll not be afraid, verse 5. Verse 7, 1,000 will fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand. It won't come near you. Only with your eyes you'll behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made, and see, again, he repeats the thought that he began with in verse 2. It's so important, and this is the part the church has missed, is not seeing that he's saying, you are saying and confessing the Lord is my protector. And verse 9, he says...
So your faith plays a big part in
that. Big part. He said, this is happening because, verse 9, because you have made the Lord my refuge, the Most High, thy habitation, because you've done that. There shall no evil befall you, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling, for he will give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. They will bear you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. God is real, and he has created angels, and they are real, mighty beings.
And they're not these little Cupid things that you see on the Valentine cards, are they?
Not the ones that you see manifested protecting people. Yeah,
I mean, from what the Bible describes, they're a big, bigger than man, I would say. I mean, that's the idea that I've grown up with, that they're a big, muscular type, warrior type angel.
Yeah. There's probably some things we don't know about angels, John, as far as different kinds and different types. But obviously there are warring angels. The Bible talks about them. And the Bible refers to them as mighty. And when God calls anything mighty, it's
going to be impressive.
Oh, yeah, yeah. In fact, how mighty are they? On one occasion, the Bible said that the angel of the Lord, an angel, the Lord sent an angel, took out 185,000 enemy soldiers. And it just said an angel. So I don't know how he did it, but I know you don't want to tangle with these guys.
No,
they
don't.
And we are warned in the New Testament not to worship angels in Colossians. And that tells you a lot right there, that they are so awesome and they are so mighty that to see one or be around one, you'd have a tendency to bow down before it. And you see that with different people in the Bible, in the book of Revelation, with John, a man who sat right by Jesus and knew him. And he saw this mighty angel that was speaking to him, this revelation, and he fell down at his feet. John did. And the angel said, "Now stand up, get up. I'm a servant of the Lord like you are." And so they are so awesome and so mighty that it's a good thing, I suppose, that people don't see them very often.
In God's organizational chart, okay, he sees us as over the angels, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And so they are there to help us.
Right.
And to be there for us.
Exactly.
Now, tell me if because like here's some of the ways I pray, and I want to get your feedback on this.
Okay.
I'm leaving town,
mm-hmm.
or I'm traveling on ministry, and I will command my angels to watch over my house, mm-hmm. my properties, and to watch over my family while mm-hmm. I'm gone, and be there and set a hedge of protection around them to protect my family and mm-hmm. help them. Now, is that praying accurately to do that?
Yeah, John, let me.
Am I praying wrong? I mean, I've prayed for angels to bring our dog home.
Yeah.
Angels, you go out and you find my dog and you bring him back home.
Uh-huh.
When he ran off for a day. But right. You know what? He came back home.
Yeah.
Now, I always believed that, my angels had a part in bringing our dog home.
Right.
And so I've asked, Holy Spirit, guide me, help me find my keys. Angels,
right.
If you have to, you go get them and you bring
right.
them back to me.
Right.
And that's the way I've been praying, and I wanted to know if that was correct
in the
way that I'm using that.
There's some important distinctions to be made, John, and I think you know this, but, we don't pray to angels. The Bible said they hearken to the voice of God's word, and that includes out of our mouth. And Hebrews says they are sent to minister for those who shall be heirs of salvation. And actually, technically, you can talk to Jesus, you can talk to the Holy Spirit, but we're told specifically to pray to the Father in the name of Jesus, prayer proper. Mm-hmm. And I've had people say, well, I talk to Jesus, and what's the difference? Well, you could talk to me. That don't mean you're praying to me,
Mm-hmm.
But the Scripture says that they hearken to the voice of His Word. And the Scripture said that they encamp round about those that fear Him to deliver them and protect them. So, yes, you can say what the Word of God said out of your mouth. Ministering spirits, I charge you, go and prepare the way and protect according to the Word of God. And they hearken to the voice of God's Word out of your mouth.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yes, but you're not praying to them.
Right.
You follow the Scripture and what the Scripture says, and you command them based on what the Scripture says.
Exactly. The Word of God coming out of your mouth, the Bible said they hearken to His Word. And when it's coming out of your mouth, they pay attention to it, too.
Wow. Thank you for answering that for me. Y'all don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
No matter where you are in life, no matter the physical realities that surround you, every believer has access to a secret place of complete refuge under His shadow.
You're protected, and He shall give His angels charge over thee to keep you in all of your ways.
In the CD series, Under His Shadow, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland provide the teaching every believer needs in order to get to this safe haven.
Under the shadow of refuge, you have to hold your place there. And you have to hold your place there by faith.
Invest time in this teaching and learn that Psalm 91 is for you. Your salvation includes prosperity, healing, and protection. And when you order the Under His Shadow CD series, Kenneth and Gloria will also send you 6 scripture cards that focus on the refuge and safety you'll find in this secret place. God's protection is tangible, and it is yours when you reside under His shadow.
To order Under His Shadow, accompanied by a set of faith-building scripture cards, log on to kcm.org and order online. This teaching by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland is available on CD for only $15. To order by phone, call 800-575-4455, or you may write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Be sure to order extra copies of Under His Shadow to share with family and friends. Order today.
It's very important for us to get as much word in your hands as we can about this subject, because, these last days, it's not going to get any better out there. Now, for us, we don't have to walk in fear about it because we know who we are. We know what we're supposed to be doing. We know how to walk in God's protection. And if you don't know how to do that, then it's vital that you get these things that we're trying to get in your hands, so that this word, so that you can grow more. Now, this product, if you order this from Mom and Dad's product on protection, then you also get this 6 scripture cards to go along with you. Each one of these scriptures, Psalm 91 card is one of those, but each one of these scriptures, these chapters, deal with your protection. So you can carry that in your purse, you can carry it in your pocket, and you read that, you speak those scriptures, and it gets down in your spirit. You're not just reciting it to recite it, but you're doing it so that gets down in your spirit. So should the time come, you'll be ready to act, and your spirit will react in a positive way following the Word of God. Now, we were talking earlier about being bold and about being able to know that God is your protector, to being able to believe without a shadow of a doubt that God's your protector. But if people are bound up with fear, don't want to leave the house, right, or don't want to get on a plane, or don't want to get on a... I mean, there's pretty much a phobia for everything nowadays. Sure. And so I think it would be good for us to pray with them and take authority over that in their household.
Yeah.
Would you mind leading us in that?
You'd be glad to. Right now, in the name of Jesus, just say this out loud. In fact, stand up if you're in your house. Just stand up and say, in Jesus' name, Jesus is my Lord. The blood of the Lamb cleanses me. Spirit of fear, I take authority over you. I command you, get off of me. Leave my mind. Leave my house. Leave my children. I'm free in Jesus' name. The Lord is my protector. The Lord is my defense. I will not be afraid of anything. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God.
Now go online and download Keith Moore's 12 CD series on that. You need to get more information, but it's a free download. And don't forget that Keith Moore and John Copeland are reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for watching The Believer's Voice of Victory. Be sure to download your free audio series by Keith Moore, Perfect Protection, an excellent teaching on understanding God's plan for your protection, now available free on kcm.org.
Brother Copeland really helped us, and Gloria has helped us to feel very encouraged in our faith, because we found out we are somebody. We know who we are in Christ now.
It raises your expectancy, because you just know when you're all in one accord, God's here and there's going to be something awesome is going to happen.
And like Brother Copeland, the message that he has is, it's for now. It's not just what's going to happen, but it's what God is doing today.
You can be set free from bondages, addictions, and it's just a good place to come and get to know the Lord.
Take the time to intentionally immerse yourself in God's Word and allow it to transform your life. Dive in at the 2008 Branson Victory Campaign. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for 3 days of soaking in God's Word, March 6th to the 8th at the new location of Faith Life Church, 3701 State Highway 76 in Branson, Missouri. Visit kcm.org or call 800-600-7395. Tomorrow on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
God wants to protect you. He is your father. He looks at you as his child. You are his child, and he wants to protect you. But there are things you have to do that are your responsibility to walk in that perfect protection.